Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I am fortunate enough to have a guest this morning. I have joining me Elaine Strelo. She is here to talk a little bit about the Sitka King Salmon Derby. And she is also probably the most important part because she's the coordinator of prizes and publications. Hi, Elaine. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. And thanks to you and to KCAW for all the information that you've helped distribute about this Salmon Derby.
Well, the Salmon Derby, what are we in our 50-something?
57th year that this has been happening. And we're so proud and pleased that we can continue this excellent Southeast Alaska tradition of a community event for families and friends and visitors. We know of members of families who have moved away, but look forward to coming back to Sitka to fish the Salmon Derby as they did with parents and grandparents in ages past.
It's terrific that there's a tradition that you can share with so many people. And what's fun about being a Sitkan is we like sharing our community and sharing our traditions with visitors. But a lot of people every summer are new to town. They're just becoming part of our community. So the Salmon Derby, they don't really know the nuts and bolts, the ins and outs. So maybe you can tell someone how to get started.
One of the first steps would be to get your Alaska ADF&G fishing license.
Absolutely. Be compliant first.
Right. Know the regulations. We really encourage that so that people don't have a disappointment when their fishing efforts are not rewarded because they have violated a state regulation or they have not complied with the Derby rules. The rules are printed in a brochure that's available around town, especially available at Orion Sporting Goods and Murray Pacific Supply, where you can also get your Derby tickets in advance and buy your fishing license if you haven't picked it up somewhere else. And you can also procure a Sitka Sportsman's Association membership. That's $15 for an annual membership or $150, a bargain for a lifetime membership.
That is a bargain. And is that the group who is sponsoring the Derby?
Yes. Sitka Sportsman's Association has been the sponsor of the Derby since the first one in 1956 when Connie C. was the winner with the largest salmon entered in the Derby to date.
is that typical? I hear these stories in other fishing derbies that women seem to fare very well.
I don't know if it's the gentleman defer for grabbing the pole or if it's that we have some very serious women fishers, anglers out there, and they pay attention to details like lures and other gear and making sure the boat's in good operating condition.
So for those new in town, be sure to talk to the ladies. They seem to know how it's done. So right. You've gotten your fishing license, you've bought your Derby tickets, you're now part of the Fishermen's Association. Do I have to have a boat? Can I fish from wherever?
Yes, you can fish from wherever within the boundaries, which on the north are just beyond Salisbury Sound. And on the south end, south of Goddard. And boundaries are carefully spelled out in the Derby Rules brochure. And we would encourage folks to check that out.
And the Derby's actually this weekend, and it's also June 2nd and 3rd.
That's right. We get 3 days this weekend, including mm-hmm. Memorial Day on Monday, and then next week, the 2 days as well.
Okay, so I'm in my secret fishing hole. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I have a cloak of invisibility over me so no one else sees that mm-hmm. I'm in the perfect spot.
And if you hook a fish, don't fly that net around in the air.
Okay, good advice. Okay, so I've caught my fish. Should I bring it back immediately? Should I hoard it until I catch an even bigger fish? What's the strategy?
Well, you have an option. Most of all, we want to encourage folks to take care of those fish that they do catch. Shave ice is provided at Sitka Sound Seafoods at each of the harbors, and also out at Stargammon. And so before going out, those who are going to fish should definitely pick up ice for their coolers, and so they're prepared for whatever they may catch. Okay, you caught your fish.
Okay.
Once you get
my
it aboard.
My winning fish.
Your winning fish. It's probably going to win something.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. And so you get it safely aboard and stun it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to kill the fish, just stun it so it doesn't flop around a lot. And then we ask that the fish be bled. This helps cool them down quickly, improves the quality of the fish, and the easiest way is just to break the gill rakers, and that's easy to do with a gloved finger or a pair of scissors mm-hmm. or a knife. Just be careful not to harm yourself as well. Then if you're out at either end of the area, you have a choice of taking your fish to Eric and Sarah Jordan on the fishing vessel Igotta up at Killeenan Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I should mention quickly in connection with the name of the Jordans that this is their 25th year doing this. So that's another tradition that's part of the Derby. On the south end at Goddard, a new receiver this year, the fishing vessel Norgale, with Jay and Sherry Clifton and their kids on board. You can turn in your fish to either of those boats, or you can bring it to town, to Crescent Harbor, and turn it in at the weigh-in barge there.
So you have three good options of wherever you're going to go mm-hmm. fishing. Does it take a lot of volunteers to make this happen?
Indeed it does. And John McCrayan is our Derby Barge chairman and runs a neat ship down there.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that spectators not come down onto the barge. There's a lot of activity there much of the day, and they want to do that as effectively and safely as possible. And so a good view is from up on the Crescent Harbor dock up above. You can look down and see the boats coming in, see the fish that are cleaned on the dock there, or not on the dock, but down
on
the
barge.
Yes, by employees of Sitka Sound Seafood. And it's an exciting time, especially at the end of each day as folks are coming in, and you can look up on the board and see who's leading and what their pounds are.
That was my next question. What if I'm very competitive and I want to know, you know, day to day, hour to hour, how, you know, what the postings are?
Okay. Yes, the leading fish, usually four or five places, are posted on a board. I'm not sure if John was able to repair our board for tomorrow morning. It suffered some damage in the last big windstorm we had earlier this spring. And so he had to do a few repairs there. We also have an ongoing contest for total weight entered. Again, this is part of encouraging folks to enter all of the salmon kings that they may catch in a day. There is a prize for total weight. The top prize there is $1,000 for the 5 days, down to $100. And then there are a number of hidden weight prizes. Let me just check my page here for a listing so I don't misspeak. For fish weighing between 20 and 30 pounds, there are five $50 cash prizes each day. And for fish under 20 pounds, there are four $50 cash prizes each day. And then we also have an incentive contest that's funded by Sampson Tug and Barge Company. George and Vicki Baggin are longtime participants and supporters of the Derby. Vicki won the Derby with the largest fish in the year 2000 and again in 2009. Anyhow, the instructions for that contest for a hidden weight that's funded by Sampson Tug and Barge, $500 each day for a computer-drawn weight that's announced only after the close of the day.
It sounds like everyone has an opportunity to win something.
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, we're just about out of time. If anyone has any additional questions that we didn't cover, what's the best way?
I would welcome calls at 747-3469. That's the number of President Foy Nevers. Mm-hmm. Or John McCrayan, our Derby Barge chairman, is 738-8636. For updates, we'll be feeding information to Raven Radio, KIFW. Also, we'll have regular updates. And I understand that our statistician, Marcia License, is going to have a Facebook page where she'll have updated information also.
So everyone will know what's going on at all times.
I hope so.
Elaine, thank you so much for telling me and our listeners about the Sitka King Salmon Derby. Will you be fishing?
Probably not.
You're too busy. Thank you. Thank you for coordinating those prizes. So while you're out there, be sure to say thank you, Elaine.